All right. So we were just looking at healing a relationship that's been dysfunctional a long time. And part of the reason why that relationship is so hard to change is because you enter that relationship as a child and it gets set in a certain way. It gets set with you being the powerless one. It gets set with you seeking love and approval. Whatever time it is that you entered into, all of you, a relationship that is dysfunctional, whether you're born into it and grow up in it, whether you find it in a mate, a lover, friend, or even a dysfunctional relationship with a child, the time that that relationship began, there was some kind of idea about what you wanted from that relationship. And wherever that relationship got set, wherever it arrested, wherever that desire, that imagination, that dream of what it could be and what you sought got stuck there. In the example, this is a relationship with a father, a parent-child relationship. And yes, you can grow up and you can grow old and you're still the child of your parent, of your father. This father, 85 now, still doing his thing, still doing his trip. But as light beings, it's time for you to stop doing yours. It's in a sense beneath you at this point. It's time for you to go on. Not to ignore, not to deny, not to discount, which is, those are his trademarks, right? But to become more, to become free, loving, empowered, and safe. A new relationship with your reality. So let's do a process. It's time for everyone to explore cleaning up a relationship somewhere. Even if you've already done it and you don't have any relationships that are dysfunctional at this time whatsoever. Yeah, right, said someone. No. You can find somebody. Even if you have to go back into your past, you can find somebody. So let yourself just close your eyes, get comfortable. And in your mind's eye, just see this person. See this person before you. Whether it's a he or a she, whether it's old or young, see this person. And in your mind's eye, as you see this person, see yourself in relationship to this person. Now, we're not talking about if it's your father and you're the child. And you say, oh yeah, I'm a child. Now, see where you are emotionally right now with this person. If you're emotionally a child, yes. If you're emotionally an adolescent, yes. If you're emotionally a young adult, ever hopeful for the big dream to come true? Where are you emotionally? What do you think it was that you wanted from this relationship? What was it that you were looking for? If you were born into it, you were looking for safety, for acceptance and love, for nurturance. You were looking for value, love and value. Perhaps direction. You wanted to be coaxed. Some girls, for example, want to be daddy's little princess, the special light. Then there are boys who want to be, who are mama's boys. If it's a lover, perhaps at the beginning of the relationship there was all this romance and excitement and pizzazz, reminded you of when you were like 15 or 18, or wow, how exciting, how passionate. And maybe you got arrested there. If you're an adult and with an adult child that you're having issues with, what did you want? What did you hope for when you actually had the child? When it was born, what dreams did you dream about your relationship and what it would be? So whatever it is whether friend or parent or child or partner in business, whoever this person is, what did you want? What have you looked for? What did you think would fulfill this relationship for you, to be satisfying for you? What potential did you dream for it? And what anger do you hold at this one? Because damn it, they did not come along with the program. They have their own stuff, this person. This person has his or her own stuff, own issues, own limitations that you've judged. You probably have really good ideas of how this person should conduct their life and take care of those issues and approach them as well as you think they should. What perspective you think this person should have or should have had, should adopt, how this person should change. But you see, your job is not to change this person, even though this person's lack of change has bothered you, annoyed you, irritated you, saddened you. Your job is to change you. But you do need to get it off your chest. You do need to express your truth. You do need to express your anger. You need to stand up for yourself. Because to have a dysfunctional relationship, it demands that you give your power away in some way. Waiting for this person to become that person you wanted, to have the relationship you wish, to respond to you the way you wish. So take your power back first. Recognize you've given your power away to this person And now mentally to yourself, say, power, return to me. It's my own. Return to me and breathe in. Bring that power back. You're not bringing any of that other person's garbage. You're not bringing their issues. You're just bringing your very own power back to you. Let's do it again. Bring your power, return to me. Feel yourself grow bigger, brighter, stronger. Your energy field expand. Power, return to me. There we go. All right. Even though you've had power returning to you now, and you're feeling stronger, it's not time to let this relationship go without you first giving this person a piece of your mind. All the things that you never could say, you had to zip it or get in major trouble. Because if you said something, it would be an argument. It'd be a big deal made of it. You know where this one would take it personally. So now, in your mind, speak all those things you have not allowed yourself to say. Now, some of these things may be very judgmental. Give yourself permission to bring the judgments up and express them out. If you want to call them names, fine. But tell them how annoyed you are, how angry you are, how that behavior that they have done is so stupid and has sabotaged a perfectly good opportunity for a good relationship because they've been acting like a total idiot. Selfish, petty, ignorant, irresponsible. Give it to them. We're going to be quiet for a few seconds. We want you to really, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, really yell at them. Give them a tough time. Tell them everything that they did wrong. Now, we're not talking about circumstances. That could go on for hours. But the basic pattern of their crap. Tell them about their crap. Tell them about their stuff, their problems, and how that just pisses you off. Let them have it. Come on. You can be more vehement than that. Inside you and underneath that anger, there is violence. Yeah, you're in a society in which generally disagreements between nations and even often individuals are resolved only by violence. Or in stylized violence like sports competitions. So let yourself get violent. This is the image of that one. This will not hurt them voodoo-like. This is only with intention for you to get it out. For you to hear yourself. For you to make them hear you. Acknowledge you. Have impact on them. Beat them up. Become more violent now. More, 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 more. We're going to count to three. At the count of three, Continue the violence. Continue the violence. Get it all out. Come on, get it all out. Off your chest. Get it all out of every cell of your body, out of every pore of your skin. Come on, let it out. Let it out. Let it out. And at the count of three, we're just going to blow them into pieces. One, two, come on, more, 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 and three. Boom. Shoo. Now, don't you go and feel guilty or anything about this. Oh, nice girls, spiritual people, whatever. Don't ever do this kind of thing. Oh, no. You did an act of power. Now, bring that person's disappeared because, hey, you just blew them up. So they're kind of out of your life now. There's a space. Feel within yourself. There's space in you where all this crap had been sitting, poisoning you, toxic waste dump in you emotionally. It's been poisoning you for years, taking away and bleeding away your power, your love, your beauty, your truth. Feel how it's empty now, that space, where it used to ooze toxic poison. It's empty. If there's anything in there, just go, let it out. That's all you have to do. And it's gone through the vortex. Feel that space. Let it be okay to feel the space in there. It's where it's been jammed up for so long. It may feel a little disorienting. Now bring them back. Visualize this person in front of you again. This time you have your power. You've made impact. This time, look at them and understand where they were coming from. All the dysfunction in their lives. All the adjustments, all the shame that they have held about themselves. All the pain, the suffering, the sorrow, the failures. Carried about. All the hiding that this person has done. Hiding from themselves, hiding from you, trying to make sure that nobody ever sees any negative thing, anything dark, all the explanations, the rationales, the cover, the facade, the ego facade that they've put on. Recognize that underneath there is this vulnerable, weak feeling person. Not that they're weak, but they might have felt weak and needed this adjustment. They didn't want to face the failures, the inadequacies in their lives. So sense this person as a real person. Know that this person also, within their mind, also had a lot of negative self-talk. They regularly beat themselves up with their self-talk, with their self-criticisms, with their judgments. And sometimes they judge themselves so much that they couldn't stand it. And so they turn to blaming others and judging others to displace it away from them so it wouldn't hurt so much. Sometimes you might have been victim of that. Recognize that this person doesn't know how to be free, how to love, how to value themselves. They're not operating out of power, but out of compromise, out of adjustment. Have some compassion for them. You've been there too. Yeah, maybe you wanted them to be perfect so that you didn't have to change. But they were hoping you'd change so they wouldn't have to. So give yourself permission now to forgive them because they didn't know what they were doing. They didn't understand. They were not paying attention to you, your issues. They were not hurting you deliberately most of the time. They were doing it to push you away so you wouldn't point out their flaws. They were doing it to push you away so that they wouldn't be reminded of their guilts and their failures. So forgive them. Tell them, our slate is clean. We're clear. We're clear to this point. And forgive yourself for having spent so long waiting on this relationship, waiting for them to change. You're hard on yourself about that. You wanted so much to be right, to defend yourself, to put a facade around you, to explain and rationalize to you why you were the good one, the innocent, and they were the bad guy. And if only you could do enough, if you could love enough, if you would be smart enough, that maybe it would have worked. You forgive yourself because you did what you felt you had to with the knowledge and information that you had at the time. It's a blank slate again for you. A blank slate for you and them. Tabula rasa. You can write upon it anything you choose now. So what do you choose? Do you wish in any way, shape, or form for this relationship to continue? Even in your new place of being? Even in your place of understanding? Or do you want to put this relationship to rest? What we would suggest is put this relationship to rest for now. Look, you can always change your mind. There are those who have difficulty changing their mind because it's so hard to come up with a decision in the first place. But you can change your mind in a snap of the fingers. So for now, put this relationship to rest. Let it go to peace. And if you should decide that you want to start this relationship over or to dream something new with this relationship, then in the future you will go in meditation and bring this person up and say, we have a blank slate, let's begin again. Let's let the past go, let's start over. I'm here, and I'm willing to be present. I'm willing to love. I'm willing to be empowered and free. I'm willing to trust myself a little bit more now. I'm willing to love unconditionally, without judgments. I invite you to join this relationship. But for now, let's put this relationship to rest. Take this person. Just kind of take the person by hand and just lead them. They're docile. They'll follow you. Take them to a beautiful place, a beautiful garden in nature. Sit them down on a bench under a towering, shady oak tree. There are flowers. Maybe a fountain, something idyllic. Maybe butterflies floating about, birds chirping. A place of great peace, beauty, and serenity. And sit them on this bench, and you sit down on the bench next to them and look at them with love and compassion. You really actually know how much they've suffered. For every suffering you've done, they've done. And say, now, I put this relationship to rest. If ever I wish to remember the positive sides of this relationship, the positive days, the positive times, I'll return to this garden. But you, dear one, are to stay here. You're not to come into my life anymore in my mind talk, self-talk, or physically, unless I choose so. I've forgiven you. It is over. We are at peace. I can come and visit to remember the good times, but you stay here. You stay here. Goodbye. If it's someone that you really cared for a lot, you may want to lean over, give them a kiss on the forehead. Squeeze their hand. You step up, you stand up. You let go of their hand. You wish them well. And you turn and walk away. Walk away now. Walk out of the garden, back into your life, into the present moment, here and now. And open your eyes. Come back. It is done. All right, dear one. We would suggest that you might want to do this more than once. Any of you who feel that it's a really long-term thing and it's been very fresh emotionally may want to do it more than once. It will generally take no more than 3 times, tops, for you to feel the absolute break and dissolving of the negative dysfunctional energy bond between you and this person. If you happen to believe in karma, your karma is finished. There is no more karma with this person. That's it. You don't have to encounter them in another life and finish the job. It's done. Yay! Freedom, right? And you don't have to think about them anymore and get an emotional rise out of yourself. When you think about this person, it'll only be in the context of history, as if it happened to someone else. If, after a while, you think about this person and you get a little stirring of emotion in you, then simply go do this again. You don't have to be perfect, dear ones. Sometimes these things come up in cycles. If you have ever lost a dear one to death, you know how grieving comes in cycles. You'll miss them, you'll grieve, and so on. And then there'll be this period where it all seems kind of okay and everything. And then you'll go into another wave of grief, another peak. This is your freedom. This is your freedom to be you. You're not dependent on anyone else giving you permission to be happy, empowered. You're taking it yourself. Part of your spiritual, personal evolution. Because as long as you have a dysfunctional relationship out there, your relationship with your reality is going to, in a sense, bleed your energy. It's going to take from you, not give to you. All right. Thank you, dear one, for that.
Thank you.
All right. So who is next?
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Julie. And let's see. I guess over the course of the last couple of years, I've been going through quite a transformation and integration of new energy and letting go of old and a lot of dropping away.
Excellent.
Yeah. Letting go of the slave driver, of the I'll do it if I have to sort of stuff.
The resistor, huh?
Yeah. But so what's interesting is, and I've also been in a re-education program, sort of moving towards a path of participating as a healer in the model of depth hypnosis. And I finished that training, and of course in all of that is my own work. So I'm at that cusp of letting go of my old work and wanting to move into this other form of work. And I find that I'm currently in this. So before I was, you know, driving myself to do stuff because I had to do it. And now I'm finding that I want to do from a place of, I think you used the words the other day, being pulled.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the fears that creep up is that I'm unmotivated, or I don't quite go to I'm lazy, because that's just really not true about me, but and a little bit of fear of that I won't be motivated to do something. So I'm really sitting, like my journey practice is not what it used to be. I have a lot of time on my hands because my other business is, for various reasons, you know, not super busy right now. And I find that I'm sitting a lot. I have really very little interest to be on the computer. I'm not getting my toenails done anymore. I'm not coloring my hair. And, you know, it's just like all these things. And I'm just sitting here. And it's like, I am meditating, and I'm trying to, I guess this is a fairly new thing. So I'm trying to tap into life force energy and just kind of see what happens from that in meditations. But it's all very loose, very unstructured. And I'm just wondering if, you know, if you have any suggestions on this time. I think another piece that comes in for me is I'm questioning, am I supposed to be moving into this, you know, as a depth hypnosis practitioner, as that's my form right now of healing that I've been studying and was really, am very excited about it, I think, but then I don't know
how
if
do you,
I'm...
How do you spell that? Death or death or
D-E-P-T-H.
What? Depth. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now, yeah. Have you been doing any of that work with anyone?
A few people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I love it when I do it.
But just motivating yourself to do it sometimes is not there, right?
Yes. And motivating, mm-hmm. even in my current business, even mm-hmm. promoting myself or going out there and, you know, getting the website or doing the cards or, you know, just getting out there in a way is
right.
not something, yeah.
Well, welcome to the Welcome to the pivot point of the chaos. You're at the pivot point. You're neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. You're neither in the past nor in the future. You're at this pivot point in the now. But you're not really feeling like you're at home with yourself. What's happening is that you are continuously looking to what you need to do, what needs to be done. And we would suggest that when you see that, oh, this should be done, that should be done, okay, back to the computer. It's like later. It's like you're not really ready to make the commitment now. Right? Well, the reason that we sense that you're not ready to make the commitment is because you haven't really tuned into your being. You haven't really allowed yourself authentic being time. All the time that you have, you're doing something. Maybe not something productive particularly, or maybe something that you kind of like to do. But it's almost like you're waiting. It's like you're in when you go to a doctor's appointment, you are in the waiting room, and you're waiting for your appointment. And so you bring your laptop along, and there you are, da-da-da, and you get a lot done, and then you get bored, and you read some magazines, and so on, and you still haven't gotten in to see the doctor, right? It's energetically, that's kind of the place where you are. That's called the pivot. That's the place of emptiness at the bottom of the chaos. And of course, with the light chaos happening now, that the intensification of this pivot point is really in your face. You can feel the obstacle that it is to your future, can you not? Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah. Okay, come on, make the change, girl. Come on, we got to get going. Come on. I don't feel like it. I don't want to. Mm-hmm. Okay. So give yourself permission to do nothing. Give yourself permission to be with yourself. You actually did do it in a way. Your reality creation is excellent. It has given you all this free time. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason for that. This is for you to rethink you, to realign with you. Don't go into that worry place. Oh, here I should be doing my depth hypnosis. After I took all the training, spent all the money, and spent all the time, I really shouldn't throw it out now. That'd be a real waste. And I'd be really feel guilty if I did that. It is nice, but I'm not in the mood to do it right now. Give yourself permission to not be in the mood, okay? No guilt. Okay, so what? How much ever money or time you spent on that. Mm-hmm. You did that because you wanted to. If you were doing it, the part of you that was doing it perhaps as an investment for your successful future is a part that has dropped out. So yes, that motivation is dropped out. Mm-hmm. You're left with yourself. You understand, dear one, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what you want to do is to be totally at peace with yourself, just the way you are, valuing yourself, even if you're not getting a lot of busy activity going on, you're still quite valuable. You're still a light being that you are. To really get into it, now that you've got the time, beautiful time to do your pivot. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the pivot consists of really tuning in and tapping into you, yourself. What we've been doing in meditation last night and today is taking you to that point of consciousness, that point of awareness. And we'd recommend that you spend time paying attention to just your awareness. Not necessarily what you're aware of, but who is aware. Paying attention to just raw energy of consciousness. Now you may just fall off to sleep. A lot of people do. Because they don't have enough order and construct and activity and doing in it. And in your culture, you didn't really build the brain patterns for being. This is something that's radical, new, that you are moving out of the box about. And in a sense, you've got to build your new brain patterns. New brain patterns of being. Where it's really cool to be. It's just fun to be. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, if any of you remember those long, long days of childhood, maybe long summer days, where you would just kind of be. You just maybe watch the birds or the clouds move in the sky, or you'd sit at the seashore, or whatever it was that you did. Sit at the front steps and watch ants, you know, whatever you did. Do you remember those days where there was really nothing to do, nowhere to go, and you could just be, and it was okay? Do you remember those days?
Yeah.
Right. Bring that energy back. Bring that freedom, that space back. Because that's the beginning of any process. That's the beginning of something new. That's your pivot point. Because when you were a child, when you would get there, you could spend a long time. You could spend hours there. And casual thoughts. You didn't have nearly as many thoughts when you were a child as you do now. Right? You think about, idly about this, a little bit about that, just watch this. Sometimes your mind would be totally silent. Try doing that now. Huh? It was natural for you then, because you didn't really know how to do the slave driver trip yet. Find yourself in that place now. Give yourself, you know, if you need to, appropriate a certain amount of time to see if you can just do nothing. Most people just go bonkers. Seriously. Since it's been the last time you did nothing, you were probably 9, right? And so all of a sudden it's such unfamiliar territory, and immediately your ego gets bored, restless, impatient. Your slave driver comes in and says, "What's up? What's the problem?" Your critical internal parent says, "You're being lazy." No, you're not. You're experiencing a state of consciousness. Give yourself permission to do the experiment. We've often recommended that a person do all their errands and pre-cooked or pre-prepare their meals, wrap it up, and put them in the refrigerator, get all their errands done, and take 3 days of nothing. Because after 3 days of nothing, if you haven't gone insane, you're going to be enlightened, right? You'll have pivoted. No, you won't go insane. We promise.
I do have a 10-day silent retreat coming up.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Mm. See, on a silent retreat, you don't have to worry about fixing your food and all that. It's part of the retreat, yes?
Yep.
Mm. Looks like you had something in mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you had in mind is to find yourself. Find that peace, that bliss, that harmony within you. Now, we could take you on a brief little meditation, but it will also be part of our closing meditation, as it has been a part of a lot of what we've been doing. The being, getting you plugged in to your being space. The silent retreat, though, will be what will work for you. Because when you're on a silent retreat, you've made a commitment to this retreat. You go someplace, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not at home with all the temptations, with the refrigerator there and the computer there. And so what we would suggest, don't think about what you're supposed to do in the future.
Okay.
Can you do that for 10 days?
Yeah.
Think about who you are And think about your love. Think about what it feels to be free. Think about being empowered. And if you feel like you're giving your power away to anybody or anything, take it back. And start letting yourself be nurtured by this retreat. Bring in your spirit friends, your spirit helpers. Call us in. Mm-hmm. Whoever you like to work with. And have us hanging out with you. Just hanging out with you. You don't have to do a meditative process. You don't have to do this issue. You don't have to deal with that. You don't have to break that down. Just kind of hang in the love. Let yourself feel some safety. Let yourself feel some support. And then when you get tired of that, you just do something else. You just turn your attention to a tree. And just think about the essence of a tree. What is the essence of a tree?
Being.
Mm-hmm. What's your essence?
Being.
Mm-hmm. Just a difference in form.
Mm-hmm.
But the essence, actually the essence is light and love. That's the essence. That's what all the whole universe is made of.
Mm-hmm.
You're essentially that. In Sanskrit, they talk about thou art that. I am that. At some point, you realize the divine. And you really get, this is the divine. This is the experience of the divine. And then you get, you understand that you are that. This is actually what people go to India for, spend, you know, years with gurus. You can get it right here. A 10-day retreat. You can be fully enlightened. If you want. You know? Once you kind of get that, once you kind of feel intimate with yourself and appreciate yourself, enjoy being in the present moment and just relishing everything that is happening or not happening. Once you're at the peace and lift beyond the illusion and you're floating free, then and only then start thinking about what you want to do. And don't think long term, short term. What do you want to do now? What do you want to do today? What do you want to do tomorrow? That's it. Don't go any further than tomorrow. If you go a little bit, if you go to a week, slave driver's in there. It'll come in and say, you called? We're going to schedule a week? Appointments? We're going to nail in a calendar schedule? I'm just hyped. No, you don't want the slave driver in there. Just a little bit, and then a little bit more, and then a little bit more, and eventually your motivation, your energy will flow. And as it flows, then everything starts to make sense. And then you gravitate to that which you love, and you attract that which you love to you. And you'll find out just how much love is in depth hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
It may even reactivate your passion for the journey work. Because whatever you are doing now for your income, you'll start doing in greater choice than before. And you'll remember the things you love about it. The things that inspire you about it. Your life will start to do some really big healing. And then the doors of opportunity, the doors to the future will open for you. You understand?
I do. Thank you.
All right. Now, we did do a workshop called Activating Motivation, Desire, and Passion.
Yeah, I saw that.
All right, good. Because that is about moving from the slave driver and the old motivation into new motivation and lining up with your future in a way that's harmonious to you.
Got it. Right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, who's next? One more.
Hi, Galexis.
Hello.
So glad you're here.
Oh, we are too. We're so glad you're here too. How wonderful is that? All right.
I wanted to ask a question about toxins in the system.
Because
I'd really like, you know, I've been doing, really cleaning up my diet and for a long time, but I want to do some sort of cleansings, and I wanted to see if there was energetic ways to really cleanse the toxins out. My digestive system's so sensitive that I want to do these also herbal ways, but I'm just so sensitive to just the herbal, you know, just it's kind of a major process.
All right, well, that's probably because your toxins are there.
Right.
In the digestive system. Your toxins are in your liver, your pancreas. Your toxins are in your small intestines and your colon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's going to be sensitive, especially as you're releasing stuff. Then whatever you're putting in, your body is just getting used to reacting to everything as an allergen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has a habitual response. So we would suggest keep up what you're doing with your detoxing diet.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do anything that can really cleanse the colon really well and intestines really well, you know, like a really good colonic or so, mm-hmm. or several, that really works very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Because the toxins are probably sometimes at their worst down in the last part of the colon, and they can build up in there. So you want to kind of clean that out. You know, we mentioned colon cancer earlier, and it's generally called colorectal cancer. The cancers all seem to start right there within about the lowest, like several inches. That's where it generally happens, because that's where you hold stuff the longest, right? So anything that you can do, like a colonic, to really clean and flush that area can enable your lymphatic system to open up, because your lymphatic system is a little bit blocked, you're a little constipated. Now, you may say, wait a minute, I do bowel movements. But no, what we're seeing here is that there's this ileocecal valve where it goes from the small intestines to the large intestine. There's a valve that opens and shuts. If it opens all the time, you've got diarrhea. If it's shut all the time, you've got constipation. It's supposed to go open and shut and open and shut, depending on what's going through there. Yours is almost shut all the time.
Mm.
And what that means is stuff is backing up into the small intestines. So you need to give the message to your body to let it go, let it go. So the emotional psychic energy process is on releasing, releasing. Let go of old emotions, let go of old thoughts, let go of old situations, let go of anything old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, we know you've been doing a lot of that. But just put your focus there. Do some breathing, let go of old, let go of old. You know, establish a vortex for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And just spin stuff out every day. Let stuff go. Let old frustration, let powerlessness, let feelings of being trapped and stuck, let those go. Anything that is going on in there. Also, the chakra energetic that we did earlier with the beam of light through it to get the energy flow through it, that can also help. That also can help you detox, okay? Now, as far as what to take for detoxing, we would suggest you might want to try certain homeopathics and flower essences.
Hmm. Okay.
There are certain detoxes that you can do with flower essences. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the flower essences, like homeopathics, work on all the levels. They'll work physical, emotional, mental, spiritual. They'll work on all the levels. And what you want is a very integrated approach anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
All right. And if you can handle a little bit of nutrition, you want to take NAC, N-acetylcysteine, for your liver.
Okay.
All right. Anything that can increase what is called SOD, SOD. Do a little research. Find stuff that can help you increase that. Antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of thing helps a lot in letting the liver detox, because the liver is the place where it got the worst, and it's kind of spilled over into the pancreas. There's a little bit in the gallbladder. It just kind of spills over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What so about that, like herbal detox for the intestines? I've been doing a little bit of that. I mean, it's just...
Well, like you said, the herbs are kind of strong for you.
Yeah. I mean, it works, but it's, you mm-hmm. know...
Well, it's a little rough.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Well, you could try doing more gentle herbs.
Okay.
There are more gentle herbs than the ones that just, you know, force you to go to the toilet and sit there hour after hour, right? Okay?
Okay.
All right. But for really gentle shifting and changing, because your whole psyche is shifting, you know, at the pivot point, all of you have gone through the pivot point or at the pivot point still in resolving your dark chaos. You are more sensitive to things because you're going into a deeper level of connection with yourself. So you are going to be more aware of more subtle influences. Some of you are going to find yourself much more psychic now. Some of you noticed that already?
Mm-hmm.
Your psychic ability is really picking up, right? And so we sense that's also probably true with you too, dear one.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
You're certainly welcome. Letting go and releasing. Releasing the resistances to the future and letting go of all toxins from the past, emotional, mental, as well as spiritual stuff from the past, right? All right. So thank you so much for that. So we'd like to do a little process with you. We'd like to do some healing work with you. It's time for you to heal the relationship with your body and your world. To ground yourself into safety and trust. Which will only enhance your freedom and power and love. The other three components. For all of you, pretty much, the safety trust factor lags behind. So you can see how much more joy and love and happiness and thrill you can have when you get that safety trust ramped up a bit. All right, so closing your eyes and letting yourself get comfortable. Give yourself permission to receive healing. Give yourself permission to be loved, to be nurtured, to be lifted. Give yourself permission to be changed, knowing it will only be for the better. And with that, let yourself feel more safety. You're in charge all the time anyway. If you feel the least bit unsafe, you know how to respond. If you're in the middle of a meditation and you don't feel safe, just simply come back and open your eyes. And you're out. So knowing that, let yourself drop that tension. Let yourself head into the depths of yourself. Pay attention to that point of consciousness that you are. Be aware of your awareness. Hold a point of gentle, loving focus. A point of attention. Go to where your attention is mentally. Be present with your consciousness, with your awareness, with your attention. Give permission for your body to be comfortable, to be more comfortable. Let your body know that all its urges, needs, demands will be met after this meditation. If it's hungry, you'll feed it. If it needs to go to the bathroom, you'll go there. If it needs to shift, move, get out and walk around, you'll be there. Put the body at ease. Let the body feel safe. Safe to relax. So many times the body has had to relinquish itself for your mental enthusiasms, mental interests. So sometimes your body doesn't trust you. Doesn't trust that you're going to do a meditation and not abandon it yet again. Ignoring it. Judging it. Reassure your body that it's going to be okay, that you love your body, that you love it so much, you'll give it what it needs. Let your body relax with that message, reassuring your body, let your body feel safer now. Let your body rest now. So long your body has been your faithful servant. You forced it by your slave driver to do all sorts of things beyond its capacity, sometimes beyond your motivation. Pushing it, stressing it, driving it. It's your partner. It loves you. It wants to work with you in your life. It came to participate with you. Your body is specially, precisely, completely, uniquely constructed for you. For your soul and spirit to function in physical plane reality. This was not some haphazard genetics. Very specific for you. You've got the body you need, you requested, that works best for your mission. You may have abused your body through bad food and diet. Various abusive relationships, meds, too much drugs, not enough water. Or you may have abused your body by just being too mental and making it sit there hour after hour after hour after hour. Or you may have abused your body by forcing it to do repetitive exercise that it despises. You did all this thinking that's what you had to do. But you don't have to do it that way ever again. Forgive yourself. You did the best that you thought you could do. You did the best you could do for your body, considering that you considered it somewhat of an inert machine, according to your training, the training of science, or that it was some kind of problem that you just had to live in, according to religion, So forgive yourself for having ignored or mistreated your body throughout your lifespan to this point. You stashed all sorts of painful emotions, toxic emotions in there, like the ooze that we cleaned out earlier. You put all your resistances in there, all the stuff you didn't want to deal with. And at some point your body has rebelled. It has resisted you. It is robbing you of that instant energy available for whatever you want to do. It can get tired now. It can complain. It may feel more pain. Forgive the body. It did what it had to get your attention, to get you to take care of it. Calling you, come back to me. Don't run off. Don't run off out of body. Don't run off into the spiritual stratosphere without me. I'm here to be your partner, to bring heaven to earth, to bring consciousness into unity with the material plane. I am your partner in your mission. I'm no doormat. Come back. Come back. Regardless of what, debility, pain, fatigue, stress, or limitation of any sort that your body may have had at any time in your life, let it go. Let it go. It was trying to get your attention. Tell your body, I hear you. I listen to you now. I promise you I listen to you now. And when you make a promise to your body laughs. Yeah, you're right. You promised me we would do that fun thing, and we never did it. You promised me that we would have this wonderful, fun exercise. We never did. You just put me into routines, boring routines. Whatever it was, your promises fall flat. Yes, you're better now than you used to be, but your body still doesn't trust you. So sincerely, make a choice now to love your body, to take care of it, to nurture it, to value your body, to honor and respect your body, and to bring it along for the adventure. Don't go off and leave it. Bring it along. You can be in high ecstatic spaces and in your body at the same time. Make a choice to experience this extremely high state of being. Tell your body, I choose to go there. Yes, says the body. I do too. Agree with your body now to discuss things, to work things out, to listen to your body, for your body to give you feedback about everything that you do. Let your body even help you when you get up in the morning. Let your body help you wake up at the right time. Learn how to do that so you don't have to set the alarm. Your body hates alarms. Start listening. Start caring. And there will come a time your body will begin to trust you. And then you will begin to trust your body. It'll be a mutually satisfying relationship for whatever number of years you have left on the planet to explore. You will be a team. And now think about you, that consciousness, living a life of glory in your body, enjoying the feelings of body, the pleasures of body, the pleasures of spirit, the pleasures of love, freedom, power, and safety. Let yourself think about that. And think about it. As you have a real relationship with your body, how about a real relationship with your world, with your reality? Now, there is this consensus reality, this collective mainstream consciousness, a huge, big, unwieldy, complex flow of energy. If you step into it, you can get swept along with it, both positively or negatively. This consensus reality does have consciousness. It is huge. It transcends lifetimes and lifetimes. It has in it everything that's been thought or felt since the beginning of time on planet Earth. But it has a focus, driven focus, of what it is now. A focus of what the world should be like, how people should live, how things should be done, what people should feel, what the rules should be. Carried forth in this intense mainstream, very much like a raging river, a strong current. Let yourself imagine this raging current, this raging river. Imagine yourself standing at the bank. Watching this raging river go by. The consensus, filled with colors and frequencies, smells, sounds, sights. Everything for the senses. Bonfires floating down the river. Tremendous power. Tremendous strength. Tremendous, infinite possibilities. And you think, can this be loving and supportive to me? Well, dear one, your reality is way more than just a raging current. Your reality is you. The raging current is part of your illusion. So, dear one, standing on the bank, shine your light across the waters. Become 20, 30 feet tall, filled with light. Stand on the bank of this river. And now, we give you your body in symbolic form, a surfboard, your vehicle. Even if you've never surfed, you've watched it on TV or in movies. Here's a surfboard. It is your body, your partner. Throw it into the river and jump on it. Sail down the river. Stand up on your surfboard. Surf the waves of possibility. Feel the freedom, the elation. Feel the movement, the acceleration. Woo, you're just flying down this river on your surfboard. Yes, you're out of control, and wow, what an exhilaration. Now you can move your feet a little bit or you can get down on your hands and knees and wiggle it this way and that way, and the surfboard will just scoot across the river in one direction. It can scoot the other way. Play with it. Find you have gift here to ooch that surfboard anywhere you wish. Play. Play in the current. Let it support you. Have fun. Bring in your free, untrammeled, wise child self, the positive one. Learn the art and craft of maneuvering this board as you're sailing down this river. Whew, what a experience. Freedom, feeling so free. It's like the wind in your hair. Ah, it feels so good. If you have hairs on your arm, all the hairs just, it's like a very gentle massage of your body, the wind on your hairs. Floating, skimming, sailing, making turns now. You're going to get fancy for a while and be able to do a flip. Watch the river begin to curve now. You lean into the curve. You pick up some speed. You sail, zim, zip, through that curve. And the river goes up a hill and down the other side. Ooh, what exhilaration. Feeling free, feeling empowered. You love the ride. Feel the love. Let yourself just imagine, what would it feel like if you just loved this? What if you loved everyone on the planet, regardless of who they were? Can you forgive Hitler, the bad guy of all time, the nemesis of the 20th century? Can you love the Taliban? Can you love British Petroleum? Yes. That doesn't mean that you agree with what they've done. But you can love without judgment. Just let yourself play a little more, just a little more now. Let yourself play just a little more so that you can feel safe on the wave, on the current. Your reality, loving you, supporting you, caring for you, taking you where you have dreamed to go. So where do you dream to go? To the light, to the unconditional love of the divine? Yes. Let that raging current spread out in a multitude of directions, one brighter than the others. See them split, a whole number of forks. Where's the light? Where's the bright one? You head that way, sailing, skimming on your surfboard, feeling safe, confident, following this bright light, you're on light now. You're floating through light, on light. You are light. No impediments, no resistance, free. What is your choice? Where do you want to go? Not what you want to do, but who are you? Your essence, the divine. What is that? What do you wish to find there? What's the magic of that? What would you like? Would you like some healing? Would your body like some healing? Would your mind, your emotions like some healing? Let yourself step into the light and find yourself through the light in heaven. Exquisitely beautiful place of your own design. And there is a fountain, a beautiful fountain, bigger than the one at which you left that one, that relationship that you put to rest next to. Lie down by the fountain. Listen to the water. The healing sounds of the water, of the waterfall of the fountain, the way it falls. Lie down by the fountain. It's time for healing. And as you lie down by the fountain, you soon find that the water of the fountain is beginning to spray on you, gently at first, but like a gentle rain, washing you, cleaning you. You notice you're then in the fountain, being cleansed. Cleansed of all pain and suffering. Cleansed of the past. Above you a starry sky. Thousands of light beings twinkling at you. Let yourself receive a healing now. Let us come to you. A beam of light sent down to you, a column of light as we surround you, and a shimmer and sparkle of a waterfall, a healing waterfall on you. It feels so good, so clean, it smells wonderful, refreshing, the perfect temperature. All tension leaves your body. So let us direct energy now into your body. Love to your brain. Love to the lobes of the brain. To pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus. Attuning, loving, healing. The balance of the neurotransmitters. The brain. Light in your brain, flowing now into all your nervous system body-wide. Just all the nervous system trunks turn bright. Every fiber in your body bright with healing. And this nervous system healing is not agitating, stimulating, or arousing. But smoothing, harmonizing, and flowing. Soft and gentle. All your nerves are nurtured, gently nurtured. And your pituitary and pineal and hypothalamus, part of your endocrine system. From there, you send light down into your thyroid and your neck, and parathyroid sitting above it, down to your thymus gland. There the beam splits into two, one to each adrenal kidney in the back, and then one beam each from the adrenal and the kidney One coming to the liver on the right side under the rib cage, the pancreas on the left. And then if you're a man, those two beams of light, one from the liver and one from the pancreas, move down to the prostate, to a V. If you're female, those two beams of light go down the sides to each ovary. And energy flows and healing flows. Your passion, your motivation to come into balance lovingly and gently. Peace and love be to all the organs, the glands, the nervous system, the endocrine system. And now light floods from these two systems into your muscular skeletal system, filling up your bones and your muscles, ligaments, tendons. Just like a wave, whoosh, right through your whole body. Healing inflammation, rage and anger, and pain. Forgiving, releasing. It spreads into the lymphatic system, little nodes, and free liquids all throughout the body in between the cells. Into your circulatory system, into the blood, filling your body with energy, gentle energy of your own motivation. Loving around your heart. Your passion, enthusiasm for life, strengthening you. We strengthening your passion and enthusiasm for life. Digestive and eliminative. From your mouth all the way down your gullet to your stomach. Into your, through your small intestines, every twist, turn, and kink into the large intestine or colon, cleansed, healed, light. And anything else not touched in the cells, in the metabolism, and the catabolism, the balances. Let yourself be balanced. Not only are we with you, but there is light coming to you from hundreds and hundreds of sources. Your crew, your team, your spirit helpers. Let yourself be bathed, drenched, and thoroughly filled with the light of healing. Now choose. Choose to receive your healing. Give up whatever that issue is. Give it up. Whatever that issue is, emotionally, physically, mentally, give it up. Give up all the negative self-talk, the emotional pain, the old rage, the powerlessness. Give up the physical issues. Give up the limiting beliefs about what is possible. Let them flow into the light and out. And let yourself be clean. Ready to begin again, a pivot point, for the future. This healing will continue through throughout the evening. It will continue through the night as we will be with you. It will end when you get up tomorrow morning. It is gentle. It is loving. It is supportive. It is nurturing. Let yourself be soothed and get a really deep, deep rest in the light of this love. It's time. And as this healing continues, bring your attention back to the room, opening your eyes, being present. We have done the pivot, the healing, the clearing, the releasing. And tomorrow, we're going to be putting in the future. You're going to exalt and celebrate the light chaos in with your creativity, with your passion, with your learning, with your joyous celebration of yourself, loving, touching, and healing. We look forward to working with you there to build that new template, the next stage of your personal evolution, to install a matrix. Well, you'll see. So for now, we must close. Go about your evening and have a good time. And we'll have a good time again with you tomorrow. Some new stuff is coming. New doors are opening for you. Let's get them open full and wide. And have you ready and willing to fly. All right? All right, dear ones. Farewell for now.